The Beat 92.5, Sean McMahon with you from the Weekend Breakfast, and always great to get company in the studio, especially when it's for something this amazing. TV host and social activist Sammy Lin is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Listen, you're gearing up to do something really, really special. Some would say even a little bit crazy, but necessary in your eyes, too. On August 25th, you're going to attempt a parachute jump from 18,000 feet with oxygen masks. Why?
For conjugal violence. I want people to understand what it is for a victim of conjugal violence, how we feel when it's time to go ahead and denounce our oppressor. It's like you're not breathing anymore. Mm. You don't know what's going to happen, and you have no clue once you take the jump if the parachute will actually open.
This is very personal, right? Because you've been a victim of conjugal violence.
I am a victor, yes. So I'm a survivor. That's how I call victims of conjugal violence, because you're
survivor.
A victim. Mm-hmm. And the day that you decide to get out of that situation, you have to understand that you are at that point a survivor. I wanted to take my power back and to empower other women. So that's how it all started. And I called the mission Empower Women to the Top. It's an umbrella mission that takes care of bringing awareness to society about what's going on here. Because I don't know if you know the stats, but they're pretty...
Oh, listen, I got the stats right here. And when you sent these to me, I kind of had to take a bit of a double take, because yeah. I said, these can't be real. But mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong here, but 1 in 4 Canadian women have been victims. 1 in 4
yes.
have been victims of at least 2 forms of conjugal violence. About every 6 days in Canada, a woman is killed by her partner from conjugal violence.
Yes.
That can't be real.
It's real. Not only is it real, but it's been stagnant since 2014. We have to actually bring the population, you know, to be aware and to actually take action.
Education's a big part of this, right?
It is.
Because it's
it
easy
is.
To sort of turn a blind eye and say, well, I'm sure the situation will take care of itself. It's clearly not taking yeah. care of itself.
No, it's not. It's not. And for me, it is a big statement right there. This is what we need to change. And we have to get together mm-hmm. as Canadians and as Quebecers.
And as a community.
All together. Absolutely. And we have to change things. And I was really blessed to have 3 government, provincial, federal, and also city councillors.
To get behind this.
Yes, to be behind the project, the mission. Because the thing is this, you cannot change anything that you're not aware of. And I find that as soon as people are aware of it, they want to make that change. They want to make that difference.
Which, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, obviously.
Yes, it does.
So this mission itself, this actual jump, like
yes.
I said, it's going on August 25th. Mm-hmm. Where is it happening? Where is this going down?
At École de Parachutisme Voltige.
This
so
is
it's
out in Joliette.
Joliette.
That's right. Okay.
That's right. Yeah,
great
yes.
spot. I know
mm-hmm.
some people have gone through there, and you're doing it from quite the height. If you want to get involved, you can actually jump the same day as well. Not from 18,000, but for what is it, from 13,000 feet?
13,500.
Oh, that's
it's
all.
It's the
okay.
actual standard jump.
Yeah. Sure, standard.
That's
yeah,
it.
Sure.
I mean, come on.
That's okay. You don't need
no
an oxygen
biggie.
Mask, so there's
no,
there's
you don't.
That. That's but so people can actually take part, and
absolutely.
You can buy a ticket, you can buy, you know, pay your way into the event that day
yes.
and have a jump from 13,500. Okay,
absolutely.
So how much would that cost? If Monsieur Madame Tout le Monde says, I want to jump, what's it going to cost, and when do I need to be there?
$285 per ticket
okay.
per person. However, if you decide to tag along with some friends, 4 to 9 people, then it's brought down to $267 plus tax.
Okay.
And then 10 people and more, $255 plus tax.
Okay.
To make a statement, let's all get together
and do it
and
all together. Well, it's going to be quite the statement. So they
yep.
would jump before you. You guys are the pièce de résistance. You jump right at the end. And
oh,
you're not
yes.
jumping alone. Who's
no.
Bernadette? Tell me
no.
who Bernadette is.
Bernadette is this young lady of, she's 21 years old. And when she heard, obviously, the story where I come from and the stats, obviously, she mm-hmm. wanted to get involved. I told her, we need to be together. And she's like, you know what? Not on my watch. She couldn't believe it. And
wow.
she's like, I cannot believe that this is happening in Canada. And when you hear the stats,
what happens
well, then,
in the shadows? Yeah,
yeah
it really
yeah.
it is.
You
quite
take
revealing.
A step back.
And Bernadette's an engineering student at Concordia, I believe, right?
She is. We're scared, but excited. Because we know it's going to make such a difference. And I'm really, when I'm saying we're scared, we're really, like, I am. Because
well,
I'm scared of height.
Oh, okay. Well, you picked quite the event. Wait, that's nice, Samuel. That's all right. Or maybe we would have picked something else to do. But it makes a lot of sense. And it's very symbolic. If you're not going to be taking part that day with Samuel Lin, I'm sure that there's a way that folks can help, right? So where can they go to help you out? You've got a GoFundMe page set up, right?
We do.
Okay, so we'll link to that, actually. But you do have a fundraising goal.
$25,000. It's
okay.
not much. If you think about it.
Where's
I
that
mean,
money going to go? go, though? Now, if you do raise your $25,000, where's that money actually going to go?
We are going to give the money to an organization that's taking care of victims of conjugal violence.
Okay. August 25th, out in Joliet. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Sammy Lynn and Bernadette coming down at 6 o'clock at night. 6 or 6.30, is that it? 6 o'clock?
Yes. Hopefully, I'm going to see you there, Sean.
I will all be there with my binoculars and my camera.
Let's take the jump.
Rooting you on. I won't be jumping, but I'll be rooting you guys on because I think this is really amazing. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this before, but I got to commend you for your spirit and your courage, not only for the jump, but for what you've gone through and what you continue to try to do for those around you who are going through similar situations, because, you know, it's important to get this out of the darkness and into the light and tell people what is really happening. And more importantly, how can we help those who are, you know, victims and survivors of what is happening? It's amazing what you're doing. So hats off to you, Bernadette, and everybody else involved. I wish you nothing but the best. Best of luck. Be safe, okay?
Thank you so much. Taking back your control is the only thing you can actually control. So you have to empower yourself back to life. And to ladies, to people out there that know someone who is going through conjugal violence, there's only one thing that I have to tell you. You have to have the courage to love again, because this is the only thing that he cannot take away from you.
I really appreciate you coming in, TV host, social activist, and just all around great person. Sammy Lynn, merci beaucoup. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us. Truly appreciate it. God bless.